This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Launching into the second hour, plenty of time for you. If you want to join us here, you can bring up anything you want. We have been discussing sort of off and on and various different tangentially related issues. The arrest of Dio Odalekki, actually two arrests, now sentenced to 240 days in jail, and all for recording the police, all for being a cop blocker in Parma, Ohio. We'll get back into the details of the case because we're just kind of getting started on explaining how the fix was in from the very beginning on this trial. Everything was slanted against Dio, and he was not given a fair opportunity to even defend himself. So you can share your thoughts here toll-free. With you in studio, you've got Ian.
And TJ the Spy.
And Daryl.
But first, let's go to Robert. He's in Bellows Falls, Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
TJ, I don't care what that last guy said. I think you're a fantastic person. You're a hero, man.
I wish, you know, there are many people. I mean, I could show you my NSA security clearance folder. So one of the things under Title V USC Section 552A Privacy Act, you get to see what everybody says about you when the agents go around and say, is he a good guy, a bad guy, what kind of guy is it? And boy, I got like, he's crazy, he's immature, he's irresponsible. And so it's really funny to me to have this 300-page folder with everybody giving their honest criticisms of what they think about me. And they, you know, it's like, you know, when you think, like, what would you say about somebody if you thought they would never find out what you said? And so I said, yeah, if you ever want to find out what your neighbors really think about you, apply for a job at the CIA or the FBI or the Department of Defense, and they'll go send out a special agent, and they'll get the real skinny on what your neighbors think.
Now, the last guy wasn't being harsh on TJ. Oh, no. He just didn't understand. He had really, it sounded like he wasn't familiar at all with jury nullification, and it was a surprise.
Well, he's from Canada, too. So it's like, we forget, like, we're here in the United States, and we have listeners around the world. So Canada and Mexico and Europe, we all have slightly different, you know, systems. Like, you know, the idea of even like free speech, like in Canada, you can't have Nazi propaganda. That is illegal. So,
well, yeah, but he was going off of what he was told in school, which, if you know, the same thing, you would be told the same thing in a government school here in the United States. So he can completely be forgiven for not understanding what was going on. Anyway, what were you calling about, Robert?
Well, you know, TJ, I want to tell you, I've been, fortunate enough to be able to watch Free Talk Live for over 4 years. And, you know, sometimes I have to let these guys know that the video camera's not on or there's no audio. So I've watched this constantly all the time. And when you're on, boy, I learn a lot from you.
Well, thank you, sir.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm getting a little...
Oh, good.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a question for you, TJ, and that is that... Do you ever do, like, any podcasts, or do you have any videos on some of the stuff that, like, for instance, like the jury notification and all of that stuff? I can't remember all of it, but...
A TJ podcast.
Yes. I mean, Ian's been leaning on me to kind of, you know, throw my hat in the ring. Because one of the things about, you know, being a spy is a great job if you're the right kind of personality. And one of the things that average humans want is notoriety or attention or recognition. We want people to know who we are and, like, you know, be recognized in public. And a spy, we're kind of the opposite of that.
Yeah.
You know, being noticed is antithetical to what makes us effective. So, like, right now, if I wanted to be a public school teacher in the Keene City Public School, I could walk in and say, yes, you know, I've always wanted to be a public school teacher. I love teaching and the children, and I feel public education is really important. And I could pass as one of them, and I'm not going to tell them the truth, which is I think you're a complete, you know, what you're doing is noble, but it's completely insane and wrong-headed, and we need to stop public education. I'm not going to tell them. And then, of course, with a spy, my job is to get information. I'm lying to get at the truth. And so going on the radio and saying, yeah, this is how the government operates, or, you know, this is what I would be doing if I was in this position, is a little awkward for me. I have thought about doing a podcast, but the one thing I said, I would only want to talk if I had something interesting or noteworthy to say. I don't want to be one of those people that just is a gas bag going on and on and on about and doesn't know what they're talking about. And the problem...
That's what most talk radio is.
Yeah. And the problem is, to know what you're talking about requires a lot of studies. So,
now, weren't you teasing recently recently about creating a TV show.
Yes. So, like I said, now, goodness gracious, I said, like, imagine this is a TV show, like TJ the Spy teaches drugs. And so the idea is, like, if you want kids to not use drugs, tell them the truth. So I would have, like, a real heroin addict from the psych ward come in and say, okay, you tried heroin, why'd you start heroin? You're going through full-blown withdrawal, you're vomiting, you have diarrhea right now. Was it worth it? And then I would say, okay, now this is 5 milligrams of diacetylmorphine, otherwise called heroin or H. So my co-host here is going to snort it. And now, you know, there's
this is a horrible idea.
Well, I know it's a. That's why I run it by and say, how many people would irk? Would like anybody who has no sense of humor? Would it piss them off? Dump me. I think.
No, you're okay.
Okay. Phew. I have to worry about the FCC, and I'm like, would it upset them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would it upset them? And I kind of use the rule that if people with no sense of humor are getting upset, then I'm doing a good job because the people who do have a sense of humor are laughing.
So there you go, Robert. You might get a TJ podcast or video show. It just all
depends. Hold on. Yeah. I've got a good sense of humor, but what you're describing is not funny. It's just sad.
Well, if I can't make it funny, I'm not going to do it.
Thanks, like, Robert, for your call tonight. Yeah. I appreciate it. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If that project moves ahead, I'm sure you'll inform our listeners because they'd love to see it.
Well, I said because we have public radio, or public TV here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire.
That's right.
So you're not once you have public TV, you're not allowed to censor outside of the FCC. So something can be offensive or disgusting.
The FCC has no real jurisdiction over the content on public access channels.
Correct. Right.
Thank goodness. Let's go to Jeff in Virginia. And by the way, Daryl and I are on the board of directors of that public access.
Uh-oh, my little devil horns are sprouting.
Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, TJ, and Daryl.
Hey.
Jeff? Hey, you're on the air. You're on the radio.
Do you know how shoes, right now they're talking about how they're going to revolutionize people, you know?
How shoes will revolutionize people?
Yes.
No, I've not heard of this. What is it that they are saying, whoever they are?
The shoes, like Nike and Adidas, they're making shoes that they want to change people. I don't know how yet, but that's what they said.
Were you watching an advertisement?
Who said that?
Was this an advertisement on television?
No, it was on news.
The news said something about the shoes are going to change people, but you're not sure how.
Exactly.
And you're sure that, and you're sure it wasn't during the commercial break where they made it look like the shoes would make you jump higher or change your
run faster
in some way?
No, I'm sure. Bye.
Thanks for the call tonight, Jeff. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, you know, a good pair of shoes can do a lot for somebody's, their foot stinkiness. And also,
or you can run from the cops if they're trying to, you know, handcuff you for some unlawful reason.
It could also really help somebody with bad, feet, right? Like if your feet are in pain a lot, if you get a good pair of shoes with some good padding in them, orthopedic.
You can walk door to door, gathering petitions.
That
for
could
the
change
school
things. Sure, that could maybe like, not really though.
Like
probably.
I actually to get some exercise. I'm a little overweight, and James, my other half, who I proposed to on his birthday just the other day. But anyway, he and I...
Congratulations. He said yes.
Yes, he did say yes. I thought this was going to be awkward if he says no. So
it would have been awkward.
And is it going to be a...
The party would have been over.
Is it going to be one of those state weddings, or is it going to be stateless?
We're actually... That's the thing. What does it mean to be married? Is it a piece of paper? Is it the gold rings? Is it you've told all your friends, so now if we don't go through with it, we're all embarrassed? The answer is the piece of paper will probably be in about a year, so we'll actually... I wanted to change my name to Good Government Slave, so my name is TJ Travis.
Also, not a good idea.
Hold on. That's hilarious.
Well, I thought about changing my name, of course, to TJ the Spy.
Why is that not a good idea? Wait, I want to know why that's not a good
idea. Yeah, go ahead.
Criticize
me.
I think that's hilarious.
Changing your name just for the sake of getting a laugh is not a good idea.
Why not? Vermin Supreme did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a good idea.
He got number 4 in the Democratic primary this year. Clearly, it was a good idea. I mean, he's been getting all kinds of media interviews and publicity.
I always want to judge...
Okay, so hold on. Let me apply the Vermin Supreme ruling sort of thing here. if you change your name to good government slave,
that's what I want to change
are
it
you
to.
Going to run for president and come in fourth place in a primary?
Well, first of all, I think about getting arrested, and that way I can testify on the record. State your name for the record. Good government slave.
I think it'd be funny to hear Judge Burke say, Mr. Slave.
Yes, I'm going to have a slave wedding.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and I would hope that he runs for local office.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now, 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide, 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last, 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of Nutra Crush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th. The Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here on the radio wave. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. SaveItPurse.com.
You want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, you have to have Bitcoin. Amazon does not accept Bitcoin directly. This allows you to spend Bitcoin and therefore buy things on Amazon at tremendous discounts. And this is no joke. You can really save up to 50%. Regularly, I have saved as little as 20% and as much as 50%. For a while there, I was like afraid to put it at 50% because I didn't think I would really get it. But people are buying the things that I want at 50% off. It's amazing. I've been the last five or six purchases now that I've done on SaveItPurse.com. I've selected 50% off as my price point, and those items have been purchased for me within usually about a day or so. So it's awesome. It works. You need to have Bitcoin, though, to make it work for you. Go to SaveItPurse.com. Get started there. When you enter through SaveItPurse.com, Free Talk Live gets a very small portion of your future purchases there. So we've got more to say on this Dio Odalecki case where he attempted to, he attempted to record the police and was arrested for his efforts in Parma, Ohio. We'll give you more of the details on that. It's Ian, TJ, and Daryl in the studio. Let's go first, though, to the phones and the fun. Howard is listening in Salt Lake. You're listening online. Go ahead, Howard.
Hi. I just had an observation about the situation in Oregon that I wondered if anybody else has noticed in situations like this.
You mean the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge occupation that ended the other day?
Yeah. And
okay, go ahead.
It was at the ending, and they have the helicopter shots, and they show all of their cars and these huge assault vehicles and things. And there was a huge truck, and there was a huge SUV. Both were pink. And it's just my observation that they use our money on toys. I think that half of this is just excuses to spend our money on toys.
Well, the boys do love their toys in the police departments, and any chance they get to take $300,000 from the federal government and spend it on some new device, they will absolutely do it, whether it's a fancy drone or if it's a Bearcat or an MRAP. We were told that there were five MRAPs on the scene of the takedown of the occupiers. And so, yes, you're absolutely right about that. It is definitely, it's not like they have to spend their own money on things. So they get taxpayer dollars, and it's an unending stream of taxpayer dollars, especially from the federal government, who can print money if they want to continue to militarize and make their police more scary. Why they were painted pink, I don't know, but
They were painted pink?
There were two big pink trucks and a big SUV.
Howard, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. A lot of people are rightfully concerned about the police state of America and the ever-increasing militarization of the police. And then, we come back to the Dio Odalecki trial, where he was simply on the streets engaging in what should be his First Amendment right to hold the sign, and his other First Amendment right of being the media, recording the police, and they arrested him for it. It went to trial, and he was found guilty and is now sitting in a jail cell in Parma, Ohio.
Well, let's try and look at the positive side on this. So he's getting free government housing, free government food. He's going to make a lot of great friends. And so I had a friend who was a drug dealer back from where I'm from, and he was at the coffee shop, and I said, wasn't it kind of depressing when you got arrested for drug dealing? He said, honestly, TJ, it's like, it's a big frat party. I go to the jail, and they're like, hey, dude, how's it going?
You meet new drug connections.
Yeah, if you want to learn how to be a good criminal, you go to jail. It's kind of like the university.
And you find out what not to do.
Exactly.
Because everybody in there is in there because they screwed up.
Yeah, exactly. So if I'm going to ever pursue a career in professional crime, I'll be sure to go to the local courthouse and see how everybody got caught and then not do what they did.
So back to the story here from copblock.org. The fix was in right away for Dio Odalecki's trial, which happened this week. It was a three-day-long trial. The state was granted a pretrial motion to remove Dio's mentions of Parma police misconduct that was stated in his video. So again, he has video of both of his arrests in these cases. The judge granted the state's motion because he claimed it wasn't related to the case, or she rather, claimed it wasn't related to the case at hand, but in reality it was. If the police weren't violating people's rights, that Odalecki wouldn't be out filming them. Also, the state was allowed to show a DVD to the jury that they made showing snippets of Odalecki's cop blocking, even though those clips weren't taken on either day that he was arrested, but from other times that he was out cop blocking. So the state was able to prevent Dio from showing the full videos, the full context surrounding his arrest. But conversely, they were allowed to show videos showing Dio giving the police a hard time on other instances. So trying to paint Dio as this harasser of police and bringing in evidence that had absolutely nothing to do with the arrest at hand. This is evidence that should never have been allowed in court. When you're in a case, a criminal case, you're only generally supposed to introduce evidence directly related to that specific arrest. So clearly the fix was in here. And
I'd like to point out, like, if you are framed by the police, you could have video of them framing you or admitting blatantly to say you were going to plant evidence.
Mm-hmm.
But if that judge says, well, that evidence you want to submit is irrelevant to the trial, I'm going to suppress it or not allow it, your judge can really hamstring your defense, or he can really...
The jury has no idea.
Yeah, he can allow very inflammatory things from the prosecution and deny highly exculpatory things from the defense. What gets into evidence is very much at the discretion of the judge, and an appeals court will grant a large amount of discretion if the judge says this evidence is going to be suppressed. An appeals court is generally going to defer to the trial court judge and say, well, that is the correct ruling. And so, you know, that's the thing, is you got to worry. Sometimes a trial court judge, if he wants to convict you without convicting you directly, he can just suppress all your... He can say your evidence is not relevant to the trial testimony, or it would be inflammatory to the jury. He can make... There are any number of excuses a judge can use to deny your testimony. In fact, it's actually kind of ironic. We were talking about the wiretapping statute here in New Hampshire. So, and just for those of you who don't know, we are a two-party consent state. If I want to record you on the phone, or if I want to record the audio, I need to consent, and you need to consent. Well, this is a problem if you are in a private setting. The police have been maintaining, well, if we're off-duty or in a private setting, you need our consent to record us. And the thing is, there's actually in the statute of New Hampshire, 570, it says if you illegally intercept or record somebody, you cannot introduce that into another court testimony. So as an example, if James Cleveland, he secretly recorded the police what they said after they turned off his video camera in his disorderly conduct trial.
The judge did allow that.
Allow it. Well, that's only... because the state prosecution didn't move to exclude it.
Because the prosecutor was incompetent.
That, or maybe she didn't realize she could do that, but yes.
Which would mean she's incompetent.
If she
right?
would have moved to exclude the secret audio tape in his pocket, that would have been excluded under the law. Because you can't, and that's what's kind of funny, it's in New Hampshire, it's illegal to record somebody breaking the law. If you capture them saying, you better give me a bride or I'm going to frame you for a crime you didn't commit, it is illegal for you to then introduce that in your trial testimony.
Well, there's more about the Dio case. We can talk more about wiretapping here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, you can bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Doesn't have to be about cop blocking, but that's where we're at the moment. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by FreeKeen.com and the 150-plus reasons to move to Keene. You've thought about joining the Free State Project. Maybe you've done it. Maybe you're planning your move to New Hampshire, but you're not yet sure where you want to go. There are a lot of great places in New Hampshire. There's the Seacoast. There's Nashua, Manchester, Concord, Grafton, all kinds of different places where you could end up. But don't forget to look at Keene. It is where we're doing this show from, and there are some really great reasons to move here. Over 150 of them enumerated for you over at move.freekeene.com. So drop by there. It'll kind of give you a rundown of some of the demographics, some of the things that make Keene just a special area in which to live, and also some of the epic civil disobedience and some of the activism that has gone on here and continues to go on. So go to move.freekeene.com to check that list out before you make your decision about where you want to end up. Now, obviously, there are some things that are important, like where you can get a job that you probably factor in more than anything else. But if you're flexible, go to move.freekeen.com. As we continue here tonight, it's Ian.
And TJ the Spy.
And Daryl.
We're going to get into wiretapping a little deeper here in moments, but let's continue with the story from copblock.org about Dio Odalecki. He's a cop blocker, the founder of a Greater Cleveland Cop Block, now sitting in jail with a 240-day sentence on a handful of charges, like disorderly conduct, obstruction of justice, for recording the police. And what Adamo Freeman, who's reporting on this, was, by the way, he was kicked out of the courtroom at one point.
Points out here is that the fix was in from the very beginning, where Dio was not able to introduce the full videos of his arrest. He was only allowed to play clips from it, while the state was allowed to play clips of Dio interacting with police from completely different occasions than the occasions of his arrest, to try to paint him in a bad light, to make him look bad, because he is one of these sort of angrier cop blockers who, you know, is not afraid to say nasty things to the cops. So furthermore, says Ademo, the state called the mother of the kid who had attempted suicide, which was apparently one of the scenes on which Dio was found himself. It was recording the police where he was arrested as a witness, and she kept on about her poor, mentally ill son. Another fact that had nothing to do with the allegations against Dio, but were more about sympathy for the police and their job that day. All of this and more, despite the statements by Judge O'Donnell that she wouldn't allow facts outside of the scope of the charges to be heard in her courtroom. To be fair, those weren't the first signs that O'Donnell had a tidbit of hypocrisy in her. Dio's case hinged on a freedom of speech aspect, and that was the issue to be decided in court. Yet, Ademo says that he was removed from the proceedings, meaning Ademo was removed from the proceedings for, quote, making a face, unquote, and snapping a picture from the empty Justice Center hallway. That's when I was told that if I took any pictures or video, I would be removed from the building. So while Dio and his legal team were inside hoping that O'Donnell would uphold freedom of speech, she was oppressing it in the hallway just outside of the courtroom. O'Donnell drove the nail home when she not only remanded Odalecki to custody immediately instead of staying free pending his appeal, which is common, but also ordered his sentences to be served consecutively and not concurrently.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
That means Odalecki will have to sit the total balance of each charge before starting on the balance of the next charge, where concurrent means that each day in jail is one day towards each of your charges. This means that if run concurrently, Dio would be home in 2 months. Now, under the consecutive sentences, it could be 6 months. And this brings me to ask, says the demo, how can a building with the name Justice Center explain locking a man up for holding a sign, for filming cops who were in a public space and did a poor job at explaining the situation? Oh. Dio had no idea that it was a minor and an attempted suicide, and he might have just left if he hadn't been barked at first. How can O'Donnell go home and feel as if, that's the judge, and feel as if justice was served? Odalecki has been out awaiting his day in court for over 1.5 years on the first charge, so clearly his crimes didn't warrant him being in a jail cell immediately. And we also know, says Ademo, that jails weren't built for people who hold signs and video cameras. If you believe they were, then you're part of the problem, because I know I wouldn't give my money up for such ridiculous reasons. His attorney, John Gold, stated that an appeal will follow and he'll be seeking all legal remedies to get his client out from behind bars. Until then, you can call or write the Justice Parma Center and send it to attention Judge Deanna O'Donnell, asking to reduce the sentence at a minimum to concurrent as opposed to consecutive. He then gives her address, and if you want to get the address, you want to write to Dio while he's in jail as well, you can do that. Go to the Free Talk Live Facebook and Twitter, and we've got the link to the story from CopBlock.
So here would be my thing. If I was his attorney and he came to me, I said, if you're going to be doing this, go to an attorney and say, hey, what could happen if I do this? But the checkpoint ahead, turn now, that was the sign. I'd probably take out the turn now and just say, DUI checkpoint ahead, because that is a statement of fact. You are not telling a person to take any affirmative action to avoid the checkpoint.
So you're not giving any advice if you just say checkpoint ahead.
Yeah, there's a checkpoint ahead, you know.
Would that really have strengthened his case that much, though?
You know, in the court,
probably
like,
not.
Against an obedient jury who's going to do whatever the police say. Depending on the judge, the judge would be more likely to buy that type of argument, because that's a legal argument that a lawyer understands. Juries,
and actually, I don't know if this was a jury trial. I don't think it was, actually.
Juries, of course, they go kind of by the common sense. So, like, a good example, you have an absolute right to remain silent. The fact that you choose not to testify in your own defense is not evidence for or against your guilt. But let me give you an example. If you were to say, son, did you eat the last cookie? Dad, I respectfully invoke my Fifth Amendment right to remain silent. I will not answer the question.
Yeah.
Like, in the real world, if you're innocent,
we know
you deny
what that means.
The charges.
Yeah.
You know, so in the real world, if you invoke your Fifth Amendment right to remain silent, it literally means you're guilty in the average mind of a juror. And despite the judge saying repeatedly, hey, the guy, if he chooses not to testify, it is not evidence of guilt, That is why, you know, really most activists, you probably should take the stand in your own defense. If I were in your position, if you think you can handle the trick cross-examination, you know, the prosecution will try and shoehorn you into making you look bad. But if you think you can, you know, juries want to hear your side of the story. They want to hear you deny it. And that's one problem. A lot of attorneys, they think that a jury of 12 citizens is 12 lawyers. No, 12 average common Joes. The way they think is you don't take the stand in your own defense. You must be guilty. So that's something you have to think.
And this is where one of those little pieces of advice from George Carlin comes in handy, where he says, think about how stupid the average American is and realize that half of them are dumber than that.
Yep.
Well, and the average that would be the median.
Yeah. Oh, gosh darn it. I am a mathematician. I know. And this is one of the things. So we... Oh.
It's a joke. George Carlin was a comedian. He told jokes.
How about this one, Ian?
It's intelligence, funny, but it's false.
Intelligence is the normal curve distribution, which is symmetric about the y axis.
You've already gone beyond me, man.
So... The median and the average.
The median is what
prevents
the people going northbound and southbound on the interstate from crashing into one another.
Ian is correct. Technically, 50% of the population is below the median.
That's right.
But if the distribution is symmetric, then it's also true for the mean or the average.
The average. So that's fairly uncommon, though.
No, for intelligence, which is normally distributed, is true. So the mean and the median are the same thing in intelligence.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
I apologize to all the listeners for geeking out there, but Ian had to challenge my assertion.
So you can join us here. I wanted to comment on the Dio trial. Dio Odalecki going to jail now. He's in jail for 240 days on these charges. And draw some comparisons. Because it's interesting that Dio was arrested at the scene of a suicide. And our friend and co-host and your fiancé, James Cleveland, was also arrested at the scene of a suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Dio was charged with disorderly conduct, and our friend James Cleveland was also charged with disorderly conduct. Dio went to trial and lost. James went to trial and won.
Well, he didn't lose. I wouldn't say he won. He just didn't lose, well, which is not...
you never win when it comes to a government trial. You're going to lose your time. You're going to lose your money. So from that perspective, yes, you never really win. But he did win in that the jury did not find him guilty. Yeah. They acquitted him on that charge. They also found... it was a hung jury on the resist... Or excuse me. They acquitted him on resisting arrest. They were hung on disorderly conduct. But rumor has it the state will not be bringing the disorderly charge back. We've yet to see the official validation of that, the official paperwork from the court, but more comparisons on why it was so different here in moments.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A tale of two activists. We're looking at Dio Odalecki in Parma, Ohio, and his arrest versus James Cleveland, who's a co-host here on Free Talk Live, and his arrest, both in a suicide scene, actually. And so we're going to get into what were some of the differences, similarities, you know, why did one go so bad and the other go so well, meaning that James was ultimately, by a jury of his peers, was
acquitted on
free. Yep. And Dio is now not by a jury, but by a judge, I believe, because it's not mentioned that there was a jury involved in the article over at coplock.org. But we'll tell you more about the differences here in moments. But let's go first to your calls and thoughts. You can join us online, of course, anytime at freetalklive.com. We got Doug in Illinois. Doug, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I pretty much want to talk to TJ. You don't have him on all the time. And I want to find out, you know, I mean, I might be doing nothing more than throwing my phone call away here, and I wouldn't want him to end up lame, you know, like William Benny or Drake. But with him working for the government, I'd like to know if he would comment on anything that people can do to ensure that they're not having their data breached by the government. You know, can end-to-end encryption pretty much work, a VPN, or do we pretty much have the government gathering all data?
And, well, oh, by the way, you know, I nearly got fired my first week on the job. I published a poem called Proof by Poem. Take two large prime numbers, Q and P. Take the product N and the totient phi. If E and phi have GCD1 and D's is inverse, then you're done. For M to the E mod N gives secrecy. And damn, did I nearly got fired. Honest to God, within the first week, they nearly revoked my security clearance.
Can you explain to people that have no clue what any of what you just said, what
that is the
said?
RSA encryption algorithm that is basically whenever you log on to the internet and that little lock icon appears on your web browser, that is the poem that actually secures your information. And so the answer to your question is you have to know who your adversary is. So most people, the one big thing I recommend is either TrueCrypt or whole disk encryption. Most of the information on your laptop, like when the local police do a murder investigation, they actually will seize your computer, look at the hard drive, and I subscribe to what's called the Cardinal Richelieu principle. Cardinal Richelieu said, give me six lines by the pen by the most honest man that has ever lived, and I'll have something within him to have him damned. So if I take enough of your emails, enough of your texts, enough of your web browsing history, I can paint any picture of you that I want, including how to kill your husband with a pipe bomb. I'm sure that's in my search history somewhere. So to prevent that from being discovered...
Now you're going to be married.
Yes. And so I was making a joke there. So
yeah.
If he's listening, you know, please don't, you know... you say no now.
I have nothing to hide.
But yes.
TJ's pointing out here is that even if you don't think you have something to hide,
you do.
If they go through enough of your data, they'll find something.
Here's the myth. I have things to hide. There are things I do not want people to know about me because they're private. If I didn't have anything to hide, I'd have a video camera in my bedroom. I wouldn't wear clothes. I'd have my grades posted up in the office wall. Then I'd have my social on the side of my car. I have a lot of stuff that I don't want the general public to know. And there's a lot of stuff I don't want the government to know because the government might take it the wrong way. So, you know, using whole disk encryption is one. Using for email, pretty good privacy. It's a pretty solid program. The math is solid. It's just very difficult to learn to use. Now, if you're on your text phone, there's a good program called Signal, which is available for both Apple and Android. That encrypts.
It's free.
It's free.
Open source.
It's open source, so the code has been reviewed. The math has been reviewed. For instant messaging, there's something called Off the Record by Ian Goldberg, who's a Canadian professor. And
that's for like on a computer. Right?
And then, of course, a VPN. So like a VPN, it depends. So, you know, like ProXPN, as long as they don't get served with a national security letter, that works fairly well to obscure your. Of course, you know, as an American company, ProXPN is required to follow the law. So if the FBI comes and puts a legal gun to their head.
I don't think they're based in America, actually. I think they're based in the Netherlands. But
if they're based in the Netherlands, then they're good. When I looked them up, they said they were based in Virginia. And so
okay,
that was
maybe I'm wrong about
and
that.
So
I apologize.
And of course, they always can, you know, hopefully they'll be a good company. Like I said, I search Pacer all the time and look to see if, you know, any of our sponsors appear in the Pacer records. And so far, I haven't seen anything. So, I mean, there's no indication that they're cooperating with the feds in any way. And of course, you know, that's the thing. All of these technologies have a place. It kind of depends on, are you defending against your ex-wife? Are you defending against the local police? Are you defending against the NSA? I'm pretty sure, you know, unless you're a major drug dealer, I mean, just not even a local drug dealer, unless you're like a cartel member, unless you're a foreign intelligence asset, like you're a CIA employee passing information to the Russians, you're probably not being listened to. Most of the people who have in the Liberty Movement, there's a lot of paranoid people. And
Since you're based in the Netherlands.
Okay, if they're based in the Netherlands, then everything I just said,
they may
totally
have servers in the U.S. They do have servers in the U.S., and some of the people who've connected to those servers have received takedown notices from DMCA for doing torrents.
And
so the ProXPN recommends that people who want to do torrents connect to their Netherlands server, which has greater privacy protection.
And so the answer is if you and I were to talk in private, you'd have to kind of say, well, who are you afraid of? And I say all the things, security and usability directly oppose each other. So the more secure you make something, harder it is to use.
So Doug, I want to hear Doug's response.
Yeah, go right ahead.
You can go on and on and on.
Believe
about
me,
security.
Yes, you know I can. So
Doug, there are some specific tools that TJ has recommended. Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah, kind of. You know, my fear can be, okay, if they're able to get into all data, I mean, people like you and
they're
I
not.
Who are libertarian and we don't particularly like the government, you know, then we can be targeted. You know, you go to get on an airplane, like what happened with Glenn Greenwald, you go to get on an airplane, you haven't done anything wrong, and they're going to prevent you from flying. You know, and when you have an entity, the government, what I would think of being a tyrannical entity, where they have a black budget, you know, how much longer can you keep ahead of the curve? You know what I mean? For VPN, for end-to-end encryption. You know, they have word out that they're working on a quantum.
If you want real privacy protection for surfing the web, I would combine a VPN with Tor. Just do a VPN. You want to make sure that you're on Tor to add some additional layers of privacy on top of things. But further, I don't believe that they can crack everything. And Edward Snowden specifically recommended PGP and Signal to people who want to have additional privacy protections. PGP is it's
pretty
tried
good
and true. It's tried
been around
and true.
Since 1993. In fact, ironically, if you want to know something ironic, The NSA, we tried to throw Phil Zimmerman, the creator of PGP, in federal prison for illegal export of a cryptographic munition. You know, cryptography used to be like a bazooka or a nuclear bomb. You could only export it with permission from the State Department.
Wow. I didn't know that.
He actually, since he wasn't allowed to export PGP because the key length was above 40 bits, he published the source code in a book. Books are protected by the First Amendment. He mailed it over to Great Britain. They OCR'd it in, optical character recognition. They scanned it in, compiled the source code, and now they had an executable that they could distribute around the world. Well, in the Clinton administration, they initiated a federal investigation. You can check this all out on Wikipedia. Just look up Phil Zimmerman. And they tried to throw him in prison, and they didn't actually end up charging him. But they really made his life miserable. Somewhat of an irony. The NSA, we had to get around some bureaucratic regulation that said that the NSA and the CIA, if we had to communicate, there was a classification that basically said we have to use encryption to protect it while it's in transit on the NSA net and the JWICS and the CIA net. And so since the NSA and the CIA, our government systems weren't compatible with each other, we just ended up using PGP. And we said, you know, it's good enough. Just, you know, have the CIA people send us their PGP key over NSA net, the classified network. And I just thought it was somewhat of an irony, a beautiful irony, that the person we tried to throw in prison, he ended up being the one to help us circumvent a bureaucratic regulation that would have caused us to be unable to complete a project.
So, Doug, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
No, that would pretty much cover it. Thank you very much.
There you go, man. Thanks for calling in tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
And regarding PGP, there are online tools that allow you to encrypt and decrypt messages without necessarily having to download a program. I don't know how secure they are.
Yeah, I would be.
But I know that they do exist.
So what I would suspect there is, you know, unless you have the ability to audit that online tool and their code, you shouldn't trust it. If you're uploading a key, if you're uploading your key and then you're saying, okay, encrypt this text that I type in, they could very well be just copying that text before it's so-called encrypted. So even though it would show up at your destination encrypted and it would appear as though it had worked, they could very well have saved a copy of it prior to. So would you say that that's true, TJ?
You know, yes. And, you know, the thing is about cryptography, it's so easy to mess up. I mean, it's amazing ever since. I mean, that's why the NSA, of course, one of our... You know, there's that's
toll free number here is
that's a lot to talk about.
Well, what you don't want to do is roll your own encryption.
That's a no-no.
Yeah, but PGP, like you said, long time. It's been out there forever. But I would not trust any third party to encrypt your PGP for you if you're not using, like, the official PGP tools, which you can download online. And there's tutorials and things like that. And you will need to go through a tutorial
for
this. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.